Happy Thursday, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. And this is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, full potential. We talk about the balance between the signs of achievement and the art of fulfillment. Winning, getting somewhere in life that is a place that you truly want to be. Because we're all chasing a feeling. Yeah, I know you think you want the money. Yes, you do. You want the cars. You want the lifestyle. You want to do X for your family. But in the end, it is an emotion that you're chasing. Because if you don't get that emotion, you'll continue to pour on, try, discover, maneuver. And if you don't get that feeling that you're chasing, you become depressed. You become frustrated. You become stressed. You become regretful. There's a feeling that you're chasing. We're human beings, and by nature, we have that emotion that we want to satisfy in our spirit. It is not our choice. That's how we are. Everything is a feeling. You want. That's why people some person buy a bag for $10, another person buy a bag for $5,000, and it's a bag. But there's a feeling that somebody is chasing, that they have attached to something. That's why some people listen to music. That's why you do everything what you do. You're chasing a feeling. So we are trying to open your awareness. We're not brighter than anybody else. We're not the holy ghost. We're not the holy grail. We don't have the drop on life. We're just trying, because our passion, we never chose it. It chose us. We're trying to open up your mind and your awareness to the fact that as a human being, there is a purpose for your life. There is something within you that was placed there by your creator. It's in your genetics, it's in your DNA for you to manifest. And it is that thing or that set of things that is the best route to your happiness. So it is using this passion by releasing it into the world and by getting a fundamental awareness and wisdom about how to live and tying those two together, that's going to give you that feeling that you chase. And this morning we want to talk about chasing the thing, the money. And I have this story that I always tell that I don't know why it stuck with me so much, but I think it's because when I was going to high school, there was just this, the novelty of the whole lottery in my country came up in Jamaica, and everybody was, you see millions on television, and then suddenly, you know, regular people, poor people get a shot to, you know, however small that shot is, they have a shot at waking up one morning and becoming millionaires. So as a high school kid, first form high school, I was very fascinated with that. And there's this guy that, just guys who used to just hang up, that, you know, we know, because they're guys who are not going to school, but they were in the area that we take buses. So we know them. They're always talking to the girls at school, and you know, we see them. They kind of stand out as the guys around the place, the popular guys that are not in school, but they are, you know, the guys that the girls flock to and all that stuff. Anyway, so everybody knows this guy, and then this guy was one day we woke up to the news that he won the lottery. So he hit the jackpot. And no doubt he needed the money. But when I go into the story, I'll tell you why I'm going to say that after he got the money, when he won that $1 million, that $1 million US, I think it's something converted to that, close to $1 million US or $1 million US. After he hit the jackpot, he should have done nothing. He should have done nothing when it comes on to the money. He should have done nothing with the money. And I'll tell you why I say that. So he won this money, and he immediately, morning when he realized that he was a winner, he immediately went to cash his check. Went to the bank, went to the place, got his money, went to the bank. He left the bank, went to the car lot, got himself a car, went to the tax office, went to the insurance place, went to the store, picked up his friends, haven't gone back home yet, and he hit the road. And he was everywhere. The Thursday night, the Friday night, the Saturday night. And the next time he went back home, six men were bringing him back a week later on a Saturday evening for his funeral. He went on a partying spree with his friends on I think it was a Friday night. Car ran off the road and he died in an accident. That's it. 3 days of the money. Now, if you give a man $1 million, as Jim Rohn always say, your next thing is to teach them how to be a millionaire. If you give a man $1 million, your next best move is to teach them how to be a millionaire. We're all chasing the money. We all want the money. We all want more income. We all want the riches, the wealth. But it's going to be short-lived. It's going to get us one way or the other, either our health or our life, if we don't know what we are going to do with it. There's this popular saying that if you take all the money in the world and distribute it among the people who don't have, take it from the people who have and distribute it among the people who have, who don't have, take it from those who have, distribute it among the people who have, in short time it will go right back to where it came from, to the people who you took it from in the initial stage, because people don't know what to do with it. Nothing is wrong with money. Nothing is wrong with money. Money can't do anything to you. What money does is it magnifies who you already are. So if you're not smart enough, it magnifies that. If you don't know how to run a business, it magnifies that. If you don't know how to treat people, it magnifies that. So money is this magnifier. It blows it up. If you're a car lover, money magnifies that. And when something is magnified, it becomes bigger. So if you have a problem in treating people a certain way, that problem becomes bigger for you. Because now you have money and you are exposed to more people that you treat badly. And if you're arrogant, that money makes you more arrogant. And if you're stupid, it makes you more stupid. Because now you have more resources to enhance your stupidity. Look. And I think this is not even people's fault. It's not anybody's fault. But what is not, wasn't highlighted in our education is that learning is not a part of life. It is a way of life. I don't think school did well to convey that message that you constantly have to be learning. I think it was Eric Offer who said that in times of change, the learner shall inherit the earth, and the learned shall find themselves beautifully equipped with knowledge for a world that no longer exists. The idea that you know it already, or you have studied it already, or you have been gone to school for it, is destroying so many people. It's making them fall off their craft. is making them poor producers, is making them poor lawyers, doctors, nurses, mechanics, architects, because they believe that they have learned it and it's done. They know everything. So people think that, okay, I have $1 million now. By osmosis, I have some ideas in my head. I know what to do with this $1 million. I'm going to open a business. Well, all right, let's go open a business. Do you have the skill sets? Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, my mom went to this, or my mom know how to handle money. It's not the skill sets I'm involved in a business. That's not how, there are specific skill sets that you need to have. And now you have money. Are you enlightened? Because if you're not enlightened, then that money, you, happiness will be fleeting. Because you won't know what is important and how much emphasis to place on the important things in your life. My friends, that gentleman, God rest, bless his soul, he should have done nothing. He should have gone to learn, to figure out, what do I do next? And it didn't happen to him because he was from a third world country. It happens to 70% of the ballers and the celebrity sports people go broke. That's the last statistic I saw. They go broke. They earn millions of dollars and go broke because they don't know. Information is the commodity. Knowledge. Knowing what to do. And knowing what to do is not a blessing. Knowing what to do is not something esoterical. Knowing what to do is something you physically, actively go and pursue. And the beauty of it is that we're in the information age. What to do is everywhere. You can learn it if you just take the time. We're not sending you to sit in a classroom. We're not sending you to go take a course. We're not sending you to give a college $120,000. We're just saying, go read it somewhere. Go sit down and have the discipline and the depth and width to learn it. To say, okay, as a grown person, I'm not doing this right. Whether it is your marriage, whether it is your business, whether it is how you're spending your money, whether it's how you are pursuing your craft, your work, go there, go sit down and realize that you need to learn this if you want to do it better. Otherwise, all of the things that you achieve will elude you because you don't know what you are doing. You gotta build the skills. It's as simple as that. So there's this thing that I have with all these stock apps and the young people getting into stocks and doing all this stuff, and I'm fine with it. It's okay, but it's better than, you know, them going buying sneakers and name brand clothes and stuff. I get that, but as explaining to someone that these pop culture way of making this hip attachment to the stock market is likely to be another way where there's a transfer of wealth from the have-nots to the have. Because the mentality that is being pursued when it comes on to getting involved in the stock market is flawed by the young people. It is off because they are going for a quick buck. They want to pick up sound bites somewhere and they want to ride, hop on another trend or hop on something that somebody's saying, and nobody's want to learn what exactly is happening. So we have them putting their paychecks in, buying this, buying that, buying stocks, buying calls, and there's no aptitude or there's no desire or there's no effort to take a moment, an hour, a day, a week to research and to learn about what they're getting involved in. And that's the biggest destroyer of businesses, not knowing your business. And if you buy the stock market, if you're invested in stock, it is your business. If you don't know it, it's going to wipe you off. You got to know what you're doing. You got to keep your hands on the pulse of it. You got to be intelligent. And there are ways to invest your money to get 5, 3%, 4% without knowing anything. You know, buy one of these mutual funds and keep putting money into it and go. That's okay. That's savings. That's investment for the long term, putting some eggs over there. I'm talking about wanting to get rich or to hit the jackpot of something. You got to know. You got to study. You got to put in the work to get the knowledge. And that's what I wanted to share with you this morning. So when you're chasing that money, when you're trying to get to a certain place, understand that the knowledge have to come with you. You have to take yourself there intellectually. Because if you get there physically, if you get there financially, and you're not there intellectually, it will destroy you. It will disappear. Thank you. Have a good one, guys. Always a pleasure.